The work of the union outlined. The Committee on Resolutions during the 10 days of the conference brought forward 27 propositions relating to various phases of the union conference and its work. Among these was a resolution recognizing the responsibility of the union conference in the light of the Gospel Commission. 10 comprehensive resolutions had to do with the school, its location and development. 6 related to the publishing work, the Bible Echo, and the production and distribution of literature. Others had to do with the sending of worthy young people selected by the Union Conference to Battle Creek for training as medical missionaries and missionary nurses, and the inviting of church members to come to the colonies as self-supporting missionaries, with the Foreign Mission Board of the General Conference giving counsel as to qualifications, locations for labor, etc. Several resolutions gave authority to the Executive Committee for its various lines of activity in moderating between conferences, arranging for travel, and the transaction of the business of the conference between sessions. Various committees were named to manage and edit the Bible Echo, to take care of religious liberty issues and handle transportation, and to implement the decision reached that the next session of the Australasian Union Conference would be held sometime late in the year 1895. It was a trailblazing meeting, setting up in essence what the church as a whole would adopt when the appropriate time came. Olson was strongly in favor of what was accomplished and worked closely with the brethren. The development of the Union Conference organization would relieve the world headquarters of many administrative details. The Union Conference plan was well thought through and devised with understanding and care. It opened the door for true advancement throughout the Australasian field and in time the world field.